what we call sorghum.
Do you have any other names to distinguish between syrup and molasses?
I don't think of anything.
Okay. You might say molasses, what, thick? Why don't you spot a word for me there?
I don't believe I know what you want me to say.
I'm just putting in a blank. I just want you to fill it in for me. Molasses, blank, thick.
Thick.
Uh-huh.
It's thick with when it's cool, cold.
Let's see. Would you repeat what you just said and use molasses for the subject of the sentence? Just give me the same sentence.
Molasses gets thick in cold weather.
Okay. Would you say molasses are thick or molasses is thick?
Well, now I say is.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you say the whole phrase for me? The whole sentence. Molasses
is thick.
Okay, now.
Then?
Okay. But I still need for you to say the whole thing.
Molasses is thick or thin.
Okay.
From the temperature.
Okay. Now, let's see. Now that we've got molasses out of the way, what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Barrels, kegs.
Anything else?
That's all I think of in containers.
Did you ever hear it called a stand?
What name?
A stand.
S-T-A-N-D? No. Yeah.
Okay. What did you use to urge the horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Whip.
Okay.
If we were horseback, it was a quirt, Q-I-R-T, quirt, but
yeah,
a buggy whip was a long.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
paper bag or sack.
Okay.
A basket.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
I don't really know any. You have a sack of greens, it's a close woven cloth, or either one would be closer or not woven.
If you bought, say, 50 pounds of flour, what would that come in?
A pound of.
50 pounds of flour, what would that come in?
Either one, bag or sack, I would.
Okay. What do you call the kind of sack or bag that potatoes are shipped in?
I think just sack. I don't think I ever heard of a bag of
potatoes. Did you use any other word along with sack to describe it?
I don't think of it, honey.
Okay, what about, there goes my...